Justin Jefferson scored 2 touchdowns all of last season. He finished as the number 30 receiver per game. And he is right now the clearest value in the first 2 rounds of your draft. Both of those things are true at once. And the reason why is the most reliable pattern in fantasy football. The Muff 2026 preview, let's be honest about the season because it was bad by his standard. 84 catches, 1048 yards, 2 touchdowns, 11.9 a game. WR 29 per game, his worst as a pro by a mile. 7 games under 12 points, including a week 13 to 15 stretch of 2.4, 3.1, 4.2. The signature play is almost cruel. Week 11 against Chicago, one of only 2 touchdowns he caught all year in a game Minnesota lost. This was a down season. We're not going to pretend otherwise. But here's the arc, and it's the whole case. Jefferson before last year was an 18 to 22 point machine, perennial top 3 receiver. Then last season, the quarterback play collapsed. JJ McCarthy completed 5+ points below expected with 12 interceptions in 10 games, and a top 3 talent posted top 30 output. The question every draft comes down to, did Jefferson decline or did the throws? Look at what he still commanded with bad quarterbacks flinging it. A 31% target share and 40% of the team's air yards. The role didn't shrink, the conversion did. And conversion is exactly what the data says comes back. The 2 touchdowns are the tell. Touchdown production is the least sticky stat year over year. And Jefferson's was historically almost comically low. 2 scores on 141 targets. Meanwhile, the thing that is sticky, targets at a 0.79 correlation never wavered. Low touchdown receivers barely fade, they rebound. You are buying a generational target earner at the absolute bottom of his touchdown variance. That is the trade of the draft.
Muffed! The situation only sharpens it. Per the reports, Minnesota signed Kyler Murray this spring to compete with McCarthy, and the consensus has Murray favored for the opening job. Even neutral quarterback play is a massive upgrade on what just happened. The honest caveat, and it's real, there's smoke about Jefferson himself becoming a trade candidate if Minnesota can't settle the position, and a new home is a variable we can't price, but the floor under all of it is a target monopoly that survived the worst quarterback season of his career.
The price, pick 11, the 5th receiver, verdict, call, underpriced, and it's our most confident buy in the top 15. The market is extrapolating 11.9 points a game forward as if the player changed. He didn't, the throws did, and throws regress. The counter out loud, if the Vikings quarterback room is a genuine disaster again, even Jefferson's volume has a ceiling and the trade smoke is a non-zero tail. Pay round 2 for it anyway, top 3 talent rarely costs this little. September watch who's actually throwing it, and the touchdown count, even a normal red zone share rockets him back toward WR1. Your guys every week, that's Muffed. Next preview's queued.